crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 178.
Joshy Jensen.
Mate, you're confusing people with that delay.
No, yeah, we're not in a delay. I thought you might have had a bit more. I don't know, I thought you might have just painted the picture for somebody.
I was
going
to say something. You were? I was about to say something like sponsored by, you know what? Sponsored by our subreddit, which I can happily say that thanks to my geeky friend Ibi, who I'm staying with in Barcelona, who you can see this. I've got that many board games behind me right now.
Yeah.
Because he's a loves a good board game.
It actually looks ridiculous. So, if first-time listener, we are in different countries. I'm in St Kilda in Melbourne and Josh is in Barcelona.
Barcelona, which
is crazy. We've got how many shows left? Six, seven shows before we're back in the same ether.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, we'll be in New York very soon. But I will bring up that nerd stuff again because you messaged me yesterday's show, so we've been doing it quite early. Early for me, late for you. It's just after. It's 6 a.m. here. But you said, scheduled to do the 6 a.m. show, the nighttime show for you. And you said, mate, can we do it a little later, maybe an hour and a half later? We're up playing board games.
Yeah. It was slightly incorrect because it wasn't a board game. It was a card game. I think it's called Love Letters. Have you heard of this game?
No. I played that in grade two, though.
Did you keep any love letters that you got given?
For a while. And then I did a seance and cursed the girls. No, I didn't. But no, I remember a few, yeah.
But, anyway, so we played a game called Love Letters and but the reason I brought up the geekiness is because I was, do you say racking my brain?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I was racking my brain thinking, who can I get to get us onto Reddit as a subreddit? Because as I mentioned on yesterday's show, I went to my account and I didn't have enough karma or whatever you need to sign it up. And luckily, I went on to Ibi's account and I now have the Daily Talk Show. So if you go to reddit.com/r/ The Daily Talk Show.
There'll be nothing there.
there is something there. This is the thing. I was thinking about it. How shit have we been when it comes to upkeeping anything other than the podcast in regards to social media?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the main thing for us to do is the podcast, which I think when we're together back on the ground in the same space, I think it'll be much easier to sort of keep control of that. Oh, yeah. Mate, you've done the 7-Eleven rip-off coffee. I've just seen it. Yeah. Submitted.
Well, the funny thing is this whole, like, when we're back together thing, it just reminds me of all those common things you hear in life where it's like, oh, only when I get this, things are gonna, like, when I get this camera, everything's going to change.
Yeah. I mean, when people talk about camera gear and, you know, oh, I need this to make a video, I say, you know, buy it. If money's not the problem, don't use it as an excuse if you can't actually.
Don't buy it?
I just said buy it.
Absolutely.
But if money's the problem, then you're using something that you actually can't achieve, which is the purchasing of it. But if you have the money and you think it's the camera that's going to do it for you and you've convinced yourself, because it definitely isn't the camera, but if you were saying it is, do it, because prove yourself wrong. Like, I've done it many times and I've bought the thing and used it a bit. And so I think you learn. It's like people learn the hard way a lot. And if that it means just making a few purchases of some camera equipment. And so I look at it like that for us is, I think, you know, when you're back, I think if we've been able to give it a crack like we have and never miss a day, I think that when you're here, it will be easier than to sort of implement something that has been a bit challenging when we're not.
So much easier. I mean, I was playing devil's advocate in the sense that I actually think it's one of those cases where it's like when we're back together, it just means that we're going to be able to be in a routine together. We'll be, you know, coming back to our, you know, joint venture and going, you know, all guns blazing on that. So I think it will make a massive difference.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Just on the friends thing, I've made another friend.
What's their name?
Same name as mine, Tom. Or
okay,
Tommy,
great.
Whatever you like.
Because you need another fucking Tommy in your life.
No, this is actually the second, and I say friend loosely, you know, person that I've met and then become Facebook friends with. And so this is the second passenger that has been sitting next to me on a plane ride that I've become friends with.
Have you even been on a plane lately?
Not lately. So this took a little while for it to become, for it to get this far. I'll tell you the first one that I made friends with and then became Facebook friends with. I was heading up to Sydney, sitting next to this dude, and we kind of, you know, like I think, I mean, you've probably never spoken to anyone who sat next to you on a plane, which is understandable.
Oh, I just pretend to be asleep.
I know. And so for me, who I speak to a lot of people, and I'm kind of confident. No, it's not even about confidence. It's like I actually don't mind talking to people, random people, about random shit sometimes. Sometimes I totally switch off and I pull the JJ. But this one time, it's probably maybe like midway into the flight, we started kind of talking. We sort of just eased into it. And
how long was the flight?
Oh, well, it's just an hour up to Sydney, so
okay, right.
Probably half an hour. And, you know, I think it's probably more when they're, like, bringing stuff down, you're kind of being sort of interrupted from what you're doing. And we started talking, and it turned out this dude, somehow, he mentioned, like, oh, yeah, I was doing some, soccer refereeing. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I sort of pushed him on this. What do you mean soccer? Like, whereabouts? Oh, indoor soccer. Oh, cool. What centre was it? Said, Albert Park Indoor Sports Centre. Said, my uncle owns it. Crazy. He's like, your uncle's Michael? And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, that's crazy. So this dude worked part-time for my uncle's business.
So did you know, this is a perfect example of you sitting next to someone. Little did you know he was somewhat a big fucking deal. He's the referee.
And
part-time at the indoor sports.
Yeah, yeah. And so we became Facebook friends. And then I actually tried to get him on to help us with the quad lock video shoot because he's really into motorbikes.
This is going back ages. So this would have been over a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, we became friends probably a couple of years back.
Okay. So and this so isn't that, Tom? Is this? Oh, this is the first guy.
This is the first one. The second one is when I went up to Outback Australia.
Great. So small plane. So was this the bigger plane?
Well, three planes. So I got the Melbourne to Brisbane, no friend. Brisbane, and then that next plane was over to a place called Blackhall, and then it goes to Longreach. And so when I was sitting down, sort of in the area where you have to go out into the tarmac because you have to get onto the little small Qantas plane. I kind of just sat down wherever I thought was a good spot. And then this dude came, he was young. I said to him, somehow I probably wanted a chat. Sometimes I feel like I want a chat. And so I initiated the chat to this dude, said, oh, mate, where are you off to? Because it's a small area, not everyone. There's only a couple of flights. He said, "Oh, I'm going to Longreach." I said, "Oh, cool, same here." And we just sort of started having
a
chat.
You're about to get onto the Longreach plane, plane that's going to Longreach, and you're surprised that he's also going to Longreach?
Yeah, because there was quite a few people in this area, and not all of them were actually going to Longreach. So okay. There was like,
but it's really not that on the scale of excitement. It's not sort of the craziest thing. Yes, Longreach is sort of a bit of a random location.
Yeah,
but you're at the gate to get onto the plane to go to Longreach. Is that right?
Well, yeah, we're sort of sitting near the gate to okay. go to Long Reach.
Yeah, you're at the gate. Yeah.
All right, I'll fuck it. I know you want some sort of like, holy shit, that's crazy. We walk down the tarmac, we're just chatting. He gets on, walks on. I took some time because I was filming the plane. I get on, I walk, I'm sitting next to the bloke. We were
how many seats were on this plane?
55.
50?
maybe more.
How many people were on the plane?
Five. No, but we ended up sitting next to each other, which was, it was pretty cool. And so we just started chatting, and he was a young bloke who was probably my age, and he was a doctor that was doing like, you know, working at a hospital in Long Reach. Great story, like not from there. I think he was from Brisbane and originally. And so him and his girlfriend both were sort of working in Long Reach it's like a training ground. I think he was on good money there. He said it's like a good opportunity, a couple of years, you go out there.
Pretty fun. What an awesome skill to have, being a doctor. Is that what he is, a doctor?
Yeah. He said it's he
pretty
told
handy.
Told me a few stories just about what it's like being a doctor there around, you know, like there's not a, you know, you're it. Sometimes you're it, so that you do everything.
It's kind of like car accidents and stuff.
Oh, well, I don't think he's the doctor at the hospital.
Yeah, but you're saying you're it. I just sort of assumed maybe it was literally just him in a car sort of driving around.
Oh, no. It's everything. Got quite a big hospital. It's like the main one for the outback there. I mean, I tried to relate it to, it was like me being in Shepparton on the radio. I was it. Just me and my co-host. No producer. I mean, similar role.
Crazy stuff. Anything could have happened.
Saving lives. And so, yeah, we talked about what I was doing in Long Reach, and I had my camera on me, so he was kind of curious about that, and he was into taking photos and stuff. And
what do you default to, do you find, when you're having these types of conversations with people?
Yeah.
What's the spiel? What do you lead with in regards to describing you?
Yeah, I think it's very much around what I'm doing at that time. So it helps. Like if I was just floating and doing nothing, I'd probably talk about what I do, but I was talking about what I was going to Long Reach to do. Mm. And not much more than that. And so, yeah, it turned out he was curious about, photography and video and stuff. So he was keen to hear what I had to say. And so, anyway, that was it. We just sort of got off the plane, and I said, see you later, mate. It was really nice. He gave me his number because he said, if you come back to Long Reach, let me know, because it's not that there's not that many people there. Let me know if you're back in town, which I thought, yeah, that could be a possibility, until I worked out that once I got to Long Reach, it was an hour and a half drive down a dirt road to get to the property where I was. So it's probably a bit far just to duck into town for a beer.
And it also costs as much as a return flight to New York.
Yeah, I know, totally. And so I then got, that was it. Said, see you later, Tom. And then I made that video that
was about
the behind the scenes of the shoot that I was on. And I've posted it, and it started to pick up a bit of momentum. And last night, I mean, this morning, I jumped on and I saw a comment on the video from this bloke named Tom. He said, fantastic video, mate. I was the fella sitting next to you on the plane ride out.
How good's that? Do you know how he actually found you?
I'll give it a crack. Yes. I don't know, but I can give it a crack because there's been a whole heap of people from Long Reach starting to like and comment on the video.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So it's not a big place, and I'm sure it's sort of circling back. And I posted on that Ringers of the Outback.
Ah, yes.
And so, yeah.
Ringers do again?
Ringers, cowboy.
Cowboying.
Equivalent of a cowboy.
Yeah, sure.
Cowgirl. So I think it's just
cow women.
Cow women.
Doesn't have the same ring, does it, as cowgirl?
Yeah. And so, yeah, I think it's just circled back to him. But, mate, I hit that friendship button. It's not called a friendship button. It's called an ad friend.
Well, except you didn't add, he added you, right?
No, I added him.
Oh, okay. So, all right. I mean, well, that's very keen. And he accepted.
Yeah. I mean,
good news all around.
I like to sometimes take the first step.
Who's the most exciting person you have on your Facebook, do you think, that would excite the Daily Talk Show audience?
Oh, you know what I found? People don't really have, other than the Sheriff Longmire from the hit show, 6 seasons, Longmire on Netflix, me and him are mates.
Yeah.
Ruslan Kogan, but he's got a few mates.
That's a good one.
Trevor Long. Actually, I don't know if we're mates, Trevor Long.
Yeah, sure.
But no, I think that's it. You got any good ones?
I don't have anyone exciting. Probably the weirdest one I would have is a murderer that's in jail for murder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we've spoken about that on the show.
Is his page still active?
Yeah, it's still active. Yep.
Oh, really?
His LinkedIn went down. I'm guessing the company that he worked for at the time probably wasn't a good look and they asked for it to be shut down would be my guess.
Yeah, yeah. Have you made any friends on this trip?
Have I made friends? No, not really. There was an elderly couple that we got along with really well in Turkey. They would have been in their 70s. They lived in Savannah, Georgia. We did say we're going to add them on social media, but then we just didn't get their last name, so we couldn't. But they were lovely. We told them that we were going to Slovenia after Turkey, and the lady presented us with 2 unused water bottles that they had that were like hiking water bottles, like Reebok water bottles. It was great.
Yeah, that's right.
So we had that. But one weird one that we did have was, it wasn't weird, but Bree had asked me about a chick who was following her on Instagram, said, oh, she's asked a question about something. And I was like, I think, you know, like over the years, having been on Twitter for a while, you sort of accumulate some random people who you're just like, yeah, I'm connected to them, but I don't actually know how or why, but there's just been similar circles. And she looked like someone who had been in that sort of early Twitter sort of sphere. So I had said that to her. Anyway, it turns out, it wasn't until we got to Amsterdam where she was like, the girl commented and said, oh, you're in Holland. And then Bree clicked onto the profile and worked out that it was a girl that we'd sat with at like a communal dinner in when we were in Italy. And it was it was like a lunch, like we did sort of a tour of one of the areas. Man, I'm so fucking bad at remembering where we went. What's the one where there's got the ash and stuff, like the what was the big volcano in Italy? What's that
I don't
called?
Know
Pompeii.
That one.
Pompeii.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was when we were doing that tour. And yeah, so it turns out that girl had found Bree and was following her. So that was cool.
Yeah, I think there's like a heightened sense
willingness.
Yeah, there's like, you know, your feelings are sort of elevated when you're on a trip, and especially like I remember being in Italy, and you know, like in my, like everyone's got their own sort of backstory and narrative going. So like for me, I was over in Europe for the first time and I was by myself. I went to Italy. I was in Rome and I caught the train and I got on this train. I couldn't understand what anyone was saying and there was like signs. It wasn't clear, but I got on the right train and ended up in Florence and had to work my way to a backpackers that I was staying at by myself. And I didn't know if I'd meet any friends or, you know, sort of or have a good time. And so I rocked up at this place, this backpackers.
Mate, you're a rooster going to a backpackers and you don't know if you're going to make any mates.
Mate, even sometimes roosters feel like they're chickens. I'll tell you that much. And
that's
so
that's a good title. That's the title of the show.
And so I walked into this backpackers and instantly an Aussie's in there. I just remember our first interaction and his name's Neil Russell and we've become great mates since. He lives up in Sydney and shout out to Neil. He's beautiful wife Katie just had a baby And so we've stayed in touch, and now he's good mates with Jules Lund. He was Jules Lund's personal trainer up in Sydney. When I lived up in Sydney, we'd be surfing.
Wow, so it's really gone.
We'd be surfing most days. Amy's friends with Neil's wife, Katie. And so this is like, but I just remember Neil and I hanging out, and it was like, mate, we're best mates. I felt like, fuck, we're close. He's a personal trainer. I was a personal trainer at that point. And we would go and sip coffees in the morning. He's the guy who I actually went and saw the Statue of David with that I mentioned yesterday in Florence.
Just hanging, just a couple of blokes.
Yeah.
Going just, to.
We've got some great photos of us like sitting, standing at a coffee, just like a, you know, like this espresso bar, where it's just a old That's school Italian cafe. And so I just remember getting back, and it's like, oh, I'm going to catch up with that guy. He was really great. And we're Facebook friends. And sure enough, we did. I moved to Sydney, and we've hung out quite a bit.
How do you feel about the quick making of friends? I used to be a big sort of believer in it, or I would get sort of into the hype and get excited. But I think maybe I'm getting real old and crusty, but I'm skeptical of that type of energy.
Yeah. I think you as a person need to know the limits, and, you know, I think you've been burnt before. I think I've been burnt before. I think you use those as, and when I say burnt, not like, it's just like you might have thought that it was different than it was, not in a bad way, or like,
or recognizing, I think, that part of a friendship or equation is the amount of time. And I think that I've, you know, gotten into the cases of just being like, fucking, this person's going to be my best mate.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I feel like it's never – I feel like I've had probably like half a dozen cases in my life where I think it's when it's people who have similar qualities and they're the same types of people, where it's like all in, yeah, let's hang out all the time, and you just sort of – it's a bit unsustainable.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I think I've had a good run – with having a gauge or realize that, being able to realize what a friendship is. Or like I put it this way, when, you know, people look at friendships and they think, oh, it needs to have a lot of trust, and, you know, I don't hang out with that person if I don't trust them. It's like I just assume a level of trust with most of the people, but I also have a gauge of who I will allow in more than others. And I think I've had a good gauge in my time of people that has allowed me to sort of have some good friendships, but have a lot of acquaintances. And that works for me. I mean, some people don't even like having acquaintances. They like having their rocks, you know, maybe a few.
How many friends do you think you need?
I mean, you only need me, Josh, so scrap everyone else. No, I think it's so varied. I mean, I can count my sort of close best mates on probably one hand, but I've got 15 fingers on one hand, so it's a bit weird. No, but and I think that's all. Yeah, I don't think it varies for everyone. Yeah. But when you really think about who you actually hang out with, who you talk with mostly, it's this weird thing when you get older, though, because you spend so much time working. And so, like, I've had friends, close friends saying, who the fuck's Josh? And
who
it's
the
not...
Who the fuck are they? Fuck is it? Name and shame. Who are these people who don't know who I am?
No. But what they meant was, where did he come from? Like, I hadn't heard of him. And for the first couple of years, you and I were, you know, working together. I was spending more time with you than I have with them over the last couple of years. But it's because we're in the same world, essentially. You know, our works are aligned. Our, you know, what we are doing, our creative endeavors align. And so you end up spending heaps of time with these people. And you know what? Like, our friendship, you know, might have gone hard and then sort of pulled off if I wasn't doing the same thing. Or
I think it was a good – I think being sort of, I think we're opposites in a lot of ways. And I think that that helps because it's not like, I think that the energy that I'm not sure on is when I'm like, this person likes all the same stuff that I do. Mm. But I think it's good to, there needs to be some level of tension, I think, within relationships. I think even, especially the best duos, you don't want two of the same people. You want to be able to like have some contrast to make things interesting, you know, in a content context.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not, I mean, yeah, I think about James, who, you know, I think who I talk about a bit, he's been my friend for, you know, 20 years and probably a bit less, but I've known him since I was a kid. And like over that time, the relationship changes. And even though I've always classified him as a really good mate, it's actually, I reckon it's got stronger recently because we're working in the same building and, you know, things bring you together more. So if you think you're good mates with someone, it's like there is still more that you could, there is still deeper that you could go with that person. And it might just be the time in your life where you're at that will dictate that, because just so happened that James and I had babies around the same time. We've got, you know, business in the same space.
Well, just, I think social media changes things too. I mean, I think Jimmy's a good example of someone who you're not going to have that with because he's not on those platforms. But there are a bunch of people who I'm connected with through social media who I wouldn't have seen in real life in 6 years.
Yeah, but you feel like you've been communicating with
them? Yeah, it feels like we've been connected the whole time.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I think is interesting with travel is the difference between, you know, Bree and I can travel. You know, Bree and I have been in each other's pockets for the last, you know, close to 3 months, and it's been awesome. And I just think about like the times that I've traveled with people over the years and the difference that it makes when you're traveling. Like the, there's only, like, I'm fairly easy, but you realize in the moment the different quirks in people. And it's just like people change a lot from when they're in the security of their, you know, own sort of community versus how they act when they travel.
Yeah. Well, you get uncomfortable traveling.
Yeah. And everyone's sort of anxieties come out too, right? Mm. So then, you know, you can, all of those things become a lot more obvious. If you like staying indoors and you're in a city, it's going to become a lot more obvious. And I think I'm that weird combo of I like to think I'm adventurous, but at the same time, Bree's constantly dragging me out of my cocoon because, like, at the moment, the obsession is learning Pro Tools. So I've decided to make the switch from Adobe Audition to Pro Tools because I sort of want to flex that muscle. I want to sort of be able to do sort of more advanced audio post processing when it comes to like the films that we make. And so, you know, even on the train into Barcelona this afternoon, I had downloaded training from lynda.com so that when we had that time, I was just like looking and consuming and learning.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes quirky. I mean, sometimes you got to hit the brakes, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but it's the thing is, it's like that's your version of fun.
Yeah,
and you love that, and so it's hard to go. I mean, you've just got to be careful of when you're doing it, and if it's impacting other people, because it might be fun for you, but then if it's annoying for someone else or they want your attention, it's hard because it's like you're not being selfish, but sometimes you need to be. Yeah, sometimes present. You got to throw the just present.
Yeah. Well, I was present. We went to the Picasso Museum today. That was awesome.
And all I had was one earphone in, one AirPod listening.
You should have
still.
Seen how much Pro Tools I learnt in a Picasso museum.
Yeah. I got in flow.
Fuck, the funny thing about Picasso is you look at his stuff when he was 13 years old and it looks like an adult's done it. And the older he got, the more sort of it looked like a kid had drawn. He'd got sort of gone the other way.
Yeah, he was the Benjamin Button of of the art world.
Exactly. But I feel like I've one thing, Bree and I haven't been buying souvenirs or anything because we don't have to carry anything. But one thing I would love to do, I was thinking as a way to learn, is every month get a new like art book, like on a specific artist that's a coffee table book, and have it for that month. So like basically allocate, you know, budget for 12 books throughout the year or whatever, and then just rotate, like just have 12 different artists that I learn about. So when I'm like chilling out and trying to have less screen time in the evening, I can open up a Picasso book and learn about his processes and all that sort of shit. You look slightly skeptical.
Yeah, well, I think you kind of needs, if you're interested in art, I think you need that initial interest. It's like the advice.
Yeah, well, that's what I think it's, that's what's interested me is that I think that as what interests me about the painting is actually more the stories and the psychology around it all. So you hear when, you know, Picasso had like the blue period where it's like a little bit sort of very blue and melancholy and sort of dark and, you know, you can see all these things that happens in people's lives that actually affects their art form.
Yeah.
And I guess I draw parallels between, like, I think about these painters and I see them, okay, yeah, oh, these people were friends and they were doing stuff together and then it influenced this. And I look at it on a very small scale for what, even what we're doing. And I think, like, unfortunately, I just don't think that we're going to look back with the same sort of rose-colored glasses with like a gallery with a YouTuber. Even the top YouTubers aren't going to have a fucking museum with all of their work.
Yeah, I think that old school celebrity or that old school prestige of someone's celebrity is gone a bit. Mm. Like there won't be too many Tom Cruises anymore or, you know, even some of the, like the Beatles, like those kind of artists.
I guess maybe the style of celebrity changes.
Yeah,
so I guess there's going to be an Elon Musk, you know, or there's going to be technology entrepreneurs. Like there's going to be a Mark Zuckerberg museum. Maybe. I wonder. I think that art is becoming more and more accessible, and so I think it's a lot harder to be unique and to stand out.
Yeah, yeah. I will say that I heard some advice yesterday. It was just around, you know, that the classic, like, what you know, if you're wanting to do something and you're spending your time watching Netflix, you know, maybe just ditch the Netflix and immerse yourselves in learning something. and it was in relation to video, like you want to start making videos or you want to start learning how to animate, you may as well start ditching Netflix and start just using that time to learn. But I was thinking around that advice and what I said to you just before of you need a slight interest in what you're doing. Whereas I think people can feel like they want to do something like start making videos or start learning how to be an animator or learning some program, but they might just think that they want to.
Or they like the lifestyle. They like being able to say that they do it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think about myself with learning how to make videos and I'm self-taught and I had a massive, like, interest. Like, it stimulated me in a certain way that allowed me to push through so much pain of not knowing and feeling that uncomfortable feeling, which, and I still watch Netflix. And so I don't think it's the Netflix. I think it's the thing that you need an interest. You need it to be at a certain level and to be scratching away on the inside that you need to fix that itch. And not everyone has that. And you might think that you have that for something, but and it's okay if you don't, because there might be something else. But
I think for me, I just have too many hobbies. Like I get obsessed with so many things. The the one example that I can think of that I can really relate to what you're sort of describing is around web development. Mm. I've tried probably half a dozen times in the past 15 years to learn how to code. And yeah, you know, I get as far as setting up sort of the install, and then I'm just like, I just like the little bit of problem solving that I get out of like fixing a WordPress template is sort of peak. I just can't build something from scratch in that sort of format and get the sort of joy that I do doing a podcast or doing a video or something like that.
Yeah. And so maybe it's, maybe you don't need to do it. And if it, and if people out there are feeling like they've been having a crack at something, but maybe it's not right. I mean, it's a total call that you need to make for yourself, but I don't think it, I think that's the problem with people offering advice, you know, on a big scale saying, just fucking stop wasting your time watching Netflix and do the thing. It's like, maybe, maybe that thing
there's
is not
such
right.
A big gap.
Maybe and it's not right for you.
Yeah. And the thing is that the, look at the grab that you took from, for my birthday from 2007 of me, you know, doing a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, that, that is, you know, that's over 10 years of thinking about podcasting, right?
Yeah.
That's 10, and that's 10 years of like every year having some form of crack at it, doing some sort of version. And it just so, and so I think that, the key is though to have that crack, because when you have the crack, even if it's not the big thing, even like with the Daily Talk Show, we're fine with the fact that this might not be the big thing, but if you do it enough, if you have enough of those things, you're putting in input to then get something out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we make this subreddit thing an actual thing that we spend time on?
Yeah, I think it's a good, it's a good one. It's come from Exterior and
who was it that mentioned the Reddit in the first place? Yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, amazing.
And so, yeah, I do like it.
I think so. Let's make, because I know the Michelle has, she also tweeted me about my getting stickers to her. they are coming. I can say when I told Brie about the tweet, she said actually Barcelona is a good place to do it because we've got Ibi who speaks Spanish. He can sort it out for you. So there's been some promises I've made over the course of the show, but most promises we've been fairly good at. And I think Reddit, I could imagine spending my time on there and actually interacting and really creating a solid community. I just feel like compared to Facebook groups and shit like that, I just think that there's so much else attached to all the Facebook stuff that's just like every time I open Facebook, I have notifications from being an admin of shit that I just don't even care about.
Yeah.
So
I actually think Reddit plays into what you like.
Mm.
Sort of that text really getting into the nuance of thought and sharing.
And your rabbit hole loving, right? So you can go, you can put in, so basically if you go to reddit.com/r/ The Daily Talk Show, click follow or subscribe or whatever the fuck they call it, and just post one piece of content, right? Just find one thing that you found online that you think that is interesting and stick it up there. Maybe even put a comment in there, comment on someone else's stuff. We'll be in there and commenting and posting our own things. And let's use it as a bit of a tool to, you know, work out what we want to talk about and to be informed and to learn about new things. I think that would be really cool.
All right. I've just put a little video up on Insta Story. So if you are listening on today's date, it'll be there in 24 hours. Sorry, bro.
Awesome. It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. We'll see you on Reddit. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.